Hello everyone, thank you for listening to another solo episode. Today the topic is letting go as it's fall. Nothing super original, but before you turn this off, because you've heard it so many times, in the fall we're letting go of whatever. But I have a specific example to share with you today. It's more specifically about letting go of identities we created based on outside world feedback, I guess. So if you follow me on Instagram, maybe you saw that a couple weeks ago I went to French Polynesia, and it's been a big dream of mine to go there since I'm a kid. For French people, it's really a thing to go there, and I finally went in September this year, and I was really happy to fulfill this dream. And yet, it wasn't exactly how I felt it was gonna be, and it was raining a lot, so I decided to come home earlier than my flight was scheduled, a week earlier. But for me, it was a really tough thing to do. I know we're talking about changing a flight, it's not such a big deal, but because I created this identity that I usually postpone my flights, it was weird to go home from this crazy lifelong dream trip earlier than I was supposed to. So I think I was ashamed, and I didn't dare to tell my friends that I was coming home earlier, even though they didn't care. They were like, good for you, whatever, we'll see you earlier, great. But I had this shame somehow, and so I dig deeper and wanted to know where this came from. And it came from, I guess, the fact that when I was 18 years old, I went for an internship in Canada when I was studying, and all of the people, the girls in my class, it was only girls in the class, none of them would have gone so far to do an internship. And they all had boyfriends at the time. I think they're still their husbands, and I think they have kids together and all that. And they would have never gone by themselves. And so I guess I got the message, oh wow, it's so cool that you go so far away. That was one thing. And then the second thing was, when I was there, of course I met someone, and I decided to postpone my return flight. And then they all wrote me, and they were like, oh my god, I can't believe you're coming home even later than you were supposed to. Crazy, amazing. And so I guess at 18, the feedback I got from the outside was, wow, so brave and so cool to do this. And so I guess I developed this identity. I was like, okay, that's who I am now. I'm the person who travels far away and postpones my flight to come home. And that's why changing the flight was so weird. And I really had to wonder why, actually, question why it's so hard for me. It's funny because we often talk about childhood trauma, or about childhood. This is when is the time that you create all this personality and all those traits, and actually sometimes it happens later, right? Like teenagehood, your whole life basically. So this is the first part of the podcast. I'd like to invite you to think what part of your identity, the identity you created based on outside feedback, friends, family, society, what part can you let go of if it's not serving you anymore? And this I mean, it could be anything. For me, it was a person who postpones her flights. But it's more, I give you this example, but it's more about just allowing yourself, myself, to change, basically. Just change and do something that's best for you in that moment. What would that look like for you? That's part one. And then part two, and you can pause the podcast if you need longer. Part two would be also not jumping towards creating new identities right away. And I give you another personal example. I tried freediving this year, and I know I want to do this again, but I don't need to call myself a freediver, for example. This doesn't need to be my new identity. Oh, I'm a freediver, or oh, I'm... Anything we do, we tend to call ourselves this thing, right? Why couldn't we just do them and not identify basically as the sport we do or the work we do? We could just do these things and not immediately put a label on ourselves. So for example, I won't call myself a freediver, because I know also that these things change, and who cares, right? Who cares? I think we could also let go of the need of, first of all, taking ourselves too seriously, and really needing to be in a specific category or have this specific name, these names attached to us. But that's only my perspective, because I've tried many, many things, and so I'm at this point where I'm like, well, do I need to call myself like that? Not really. So as usual, let me know what you think. Let me know if it helped. What is it maybe that for the second part that you notice you need to call yourself, like you need to identify as, and what if you could let that go? What if this thing is not that important after all? It doesn't define you, in fact, at all, because it could change. Your job could change. A few years ago, another example, I had back pain that didn't allow me to practice yoga anymore. So all of a sudden, I couldn't teach yoga, I couldn't do yoga. So I was not a yogi anymore. Oh my God, who was I then? What was I going to do? It was a big problem. It was very difficult. And I find that if you stay flexible in this identity thing, in this letting go of identity thing, maybe life gets a little bit easier. That's what I wanted to share today. Wherever you are, have a nice time, and thanks for listening.